One, Mr. Maps.
What's the story? What it do, what it is?
What it is, big man? Are you alive and kicking?
I do. We are right. We're within the things. We're doing a Valentine's Day episode. So, things gonna get hot and romantic on the pod today.
No,
I'm kidding. No, they're not.
Hell no.
Yeah, to the no, no, no.
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 Hell to the no.
But yeah, I think this is a good place for us to start. But obviously, before we go into the little foreplay, y'all gotta know what it is. It's another episode of 6 Foot Weights, your favorite hour with your favorite cheese boys. My name is Tabo.
My name is Senna.
And yeah, we are here to love and romance those ears.
That sounds so inappropriate. Like, I know it's nothing outlandish, but it just sounds awful.
But it's true. Most of the people listening, they've got headphones on and they're listening. And it's like, oh, you know, the left ear, the right ear, straight to the cranium, Baba. Direct access. But yeah, speaking of, Valentine's Day is here, this is the 1 year. I was like, when you're still trying to equalize financially for the year, and then Valentine's is such an expensive, especially if you like try to do something nice for your person, it can get expensive very quickly. Very, very quickly. Like, and it's not even like you're trying to, I'm talking to like, you know, normal people. Not, there's some people here, the criminals who listen to the podcast. It's not about you guys. You know, I'm not comparing myself to you guys. I'm comparing myself to the centers of the world, right? We buy, you know, maybe buy a gift, something that's not insane, right? So whatever you think, okay, this would be nice to buy for my person. That's one. Two, flowers. You know, flowers can get expensive. Three, dinner. So already, just those three things, you haven't even done anything extra. These are just the three basics of what, you know, Valentine's is in general. It's gotten very expensive, fam. And I'm like,
it has.
Is it this year? Is it like, I was trading actually Valentine's coming, because I was looking at my wallet and I was like, still is not adding up, man.
Do you know what? It comes immediately after Jan. I was saying to someone the other day that your month in Jan salary is usually to fix your December bad decisions.
Exactly.
Your festive season.
Uh-huh.
And usually, you know, when month in Jan comes, people are paying off school fees, your debit orders are doing the most. Maybe you bought Christmas presents, maybe you bought flight tickets. You know, some of us who were traveling, you know, to home, you need to recoup from that, that January item. but at the same time, in a very, very weird way, it kind of feels like Lonyaga, I personally have, maybe it's because I'm not on Instagram as much. I feel like I haven't been bombarded with, maybe because the day itself hasn't come through, but people aren't talking about Valentine's discourse in the same way as they would in the past. You know, like, well, I don't know. It always feels like there's a huge anticipation when Valentine's around the corner. people are saying, you know, do you remember that song? Valentine is coming.
Yeah.
Where's your boyfriend? I remember when we started the pod, that was out there, and then it was a big thing. Who's going to get presents? Who won't?
No, but you also, Bella, we've had AFCON. There have been distractions, right? So we've had a couple of things that we've been focused on, either as a nation, as a continent, as, you know, millennials. There's been things that have been popping up. And I think that's kind of where the attention has gone. But I've seen it this week. I've seen tweets and I've seen, you know, different types of things happening and stuff like that. And shout out to the dudes. There's actually a mutual friend of mine who posted that her guy got her some flowers and, you know, started the Valentine's loving and tandem early, right? Like this was, I think, over the weekend or maybe even the week before, who knows, right? But I just saw the post over the weekend. And I was like, that's a smart man. Because you know what I realized? The prices for roses increase like Tuesday. Yes, Valentine's is Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the prices go up of roses, especially. And the markup now just depends off from florist to florist. So I saw this ad, right, on Instagram. And ever since I clicked on that ad, all of my ads have been all these florists in Dubai. But anyway, so I see this ad and it was an offer too good to be true. I was like, ah. So for like about $100, 100 roses. And I was like, damn. Because normally the 100 rose items I've seen in years past, bro, you're easily spending at least $300, at least, is what you're normally spending for 100 quality red roses, right? So I was like, oh shit, okay, $100? Yeah, we can close our eyes and swipe the card, right? So I click on the ad and it takes me to the WhatsApp chat of this particular florist. Then obviously automatic message comes, hi, welcome to whatever, flowers, how can we help you? I'm like, hey, I'm interested in the 100 flowers package, 100 roses package. That guy is then quote me 150. And I was like, how? No. So then I go back to Instagram because normally when I see these type of deals, I take a screenshot. And you know, these Insta ads, they disappear if you close the stories, right? So I took a screenshot. So I'm like, hey, chief, this is what Insta is saying. Give me this deal, right? Exactly. And Upra says, sir, actually, from the 13th to the 16th, our prices are marked up to this. Normally, this is the deal. So on any other day, if you're trying to get your girl 100 roses, it is $100. I'm like, first of all, what kind of scammer behavior is this? Because obviously, if you're investing in Instagram ads, right, and you're a florist, I would assume you're showing Valentine's Day prices, not because I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is, that's a whole separate thing. So I was annoyed because I was like, so this is really not the price. So now obviously it's just that thing is like, hey, $50. Now it's like Pambani setting the budget for the other things. It's like, So now I had to figure out a plan. Anyway, for anyone who actually knows my anyway, for anyone who wants to know how the story ends, I'm not going to ruin it on the podcast, even though technically by the time you listen to this, it's already happened. But anyway, if you know my wife personally, you'll see what it ended up being. I'll leave it at that. But yeah. Budgets needed to be reworked. Doing very intense mathematics, I was like, "Ha, I owe you local." Yeah, let's see how we can massage these things. But anyway, all this to say, gentlemen, be smart for next year. I'm sorry, I'm giving you this intel now. I should have given it to you a week before. But a few days before Valentine's, surprise with baby. Here are your 100 flowers. You know, be that guy. Then you're covered because when all of these florists mark up, you're good. You've done your part. All you're doing is dinner at this. Of which dinner, yes, these restaurants mark it up, but at least it's one markup rather than two separate markups that you have to deal with. So that's free game to the homies. Anyone who didn't know, a few days before the prices will be right.
I'll add something. Living in Cape Town, such stress on Valentine's Day to get reservations for anything is a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, and I've struggled, I think, last year, I eventually got a restaurant, which was really nice, close to where I live. But I know I'd got, and this was towards the end of Jan last year. Mm. No, not towards the end of Jan. It was mid-Jan last year when I then started looking into Valentine's. That time, I don't have money, but I'm ready, you know. And then like a lot of places were already reserved, fully booked for Valentine's. So what I decided to do this year was actually take a leave day, and because those a lot of the sold out reservations at the good places were fully reserved from 5 kusiyangale. So I'm like, okay, we'll make it an early dinner, late lunch, sunset dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Cape Town won't exactly be sunset, but it'll be
the sunset's at 8, Mr. Boy.
Sunset's at 8. But I mean, if we're there, because I think some people make reservations to get there about 8, and they're basically hoping go to the people who get there at 4, out of the restaurant by 7, and then, you know,
generally dinner's about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so then I made reservations for 4 p.m. because ain't no way
I'm about
to go through that hustle of trying to find a freaking decent restaurant on Valentine's. But at the same time, I'm always like I think I was mentioning the part about witty, your Jan salary month in Jan is trying to cover up the December damage, especially for those who did the most in December, and then your Feb salary is when your year starts. You know, already you've got Valentine's Day
in starting on minus so one.
Yeah, it's always fascinating. But what I always say to peeps is, guys, don't kill yourself over this day. It's a Western concept. It also came via boat.
Why do you need white man paperwork?
Lord have mercy.
The unfortunate thing is, because we live in a very connected world, unfortunately, it's not a nice feeling when everyone else is showing their significant other's love and affection and you are not being shown. So
yeah,
I get why a lot of the mandems are like, you know what, I may have different thoughts on it. I might think financially it's a waste of money. I might think, why are we even doing this? But it, you know, it's an opportunity to make a person feel good or special or whatever, so you take it.
But yeah, no, I mean, personally, I don't really care for Valentine's Day, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it matters to your person, so it has to matter to you. That's just exactly. one of those adopted things. It's like, okay, I get it, so I'm not gonna fight you on this and, you know, tell you that, hey, it's just capitalism at its finest, whatever. It is what it is. If that's what I believe, that's what I believe, but she's not gonna change her mind based on my findings at the end of the day. And you don't want to, again, any man that's in a relationship knows you don't want smoke from your person, because that's the person that you're sharing a bed with, fam. Like, I'd sooner have smoke with the boys, whoever else, because I can switch off my phone and you disappear. I can get in my car and you disappear. You know what I mean? I can get rid of you. If me and you don't see eye to eye, we don't have to see each other, period. But then if it's your person, like, it's just, she's there, bro. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, you just end up supporting your person in whatever, because you're like, I'm fooling him sentently. You know, as like, as a devilish man, it's like, peace always. Like, what is the fastest route to peace in the household? Everything else in between,
and that's,
is negotiable.
And that's how you do it, right? That's how you maintain peace. That's how you keep things in your household okay. And that's how you maintain, you know, a peaceful life. What I will say, though, Mr. Maphosa, is, you know, Valentine's is I think in terms of where you must throw like a lot of your capital. I know a lot of women like to think of it as like a second birthday, because some of you people now treat it like that. But do you not feel like the concept of it has become lost in a way where the people receiving gifts aren't receiving them for love? They just want something to show off. And the people gifting also want to be like competing with other mandems to be like, I did the most for my person.
Do
you feel like the essence of Valentine's Day, celebrating love, is still there? Or for the most part, we're now looking at it as grown people like we did in high school. Did you get rose or not? What did you get for Valentine's? What did you do for Valentine's? Where did he take
you?
What did he
get? In high school,
do you have a picture?
in high school, that shit was funny. The road, we've spoken about it on the pod before, so I don't even know what episode you need to scroll to, but like the roses, oh my god, there's some of you that still have trauma. There's some Hans I know still have
recap
trauma from
for, you know, for people who started listening to the pod over the last year, Mr. Maps, recap what used to happen in high school.
So in high school, actually, because that's funny, I'll leave that for a second. So I'll briefly go through what you've asked initially. I think if we're looking at normal people, you, me, you know, type of dudes, I think Valentine's still holds its weight in terms of, yeah, it's a day where it's just like, okay, you love on your person. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I think it still has that. But then obviously the criminals, the same people who buy Ace of Spades in the club, those guys, right? And those ladies who benefit from such criminals, those are the people that are on Instagram. And they make it seem like he has to buy you, you know, a Range Rover. If he didn't buy you a Merc, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So, like, again, those people never really bother me because it's just, that's not real life, right? So, I don't really care. But I know, again, it does affect some people where it's like, hey, bro, I'd want my man to just pull up with keys to a Merc. And it's like, it's okay to aspire towards that, right? One day, maybe you will be in that situation where you're with someone, or you guys are, you get to the level financially where it is like, here's a Merc, babe, and you know what I mean. The Merc is as good as now. If you're buying her, what's a nice valent, maybe a necklace or something like that. You guys financially will get to a point where the necklace turns into a Merc. Right? So that thing is like, you know, it's coming. That's one thing that I know. So I think for us, I think it still holds its essence, you know, and. It's a fun day ish to a certain extent, but it's dope. Like at the end of the day, if you, I always go back to this. If you like the person that you're with, if you love, you like, not love, if you like them, just liking, love is a different thing. Just liking the person that you that you're with, you enjoy those type of days, those dates in general. I enjoy
it's an dates. It's an excuse for a date, right?
Exactly. So to me, I'm like at the very least, I'm in the company of my favorite person in the world. So it's like, okay, fine. It's not really something that bugs me. I look forward to it. It's fun, right? Yes, there's this thing on the top that says Valentine's, but to me, it's another date where I spend quality time with my person. That's the most important thing. But then if you're not in a situation where you don't like the person that you're with, then obviously this is going to annoy the shit out of you. When it's this person that you don't like is, hey, baby, I want to take a lamb on my flowers. You know what I mean? Like, I would be vexed if that was the case. I'd be annoyed.
But wouldn't that person have, you know, a right? You know, in the sense that there's a kind of love that they expect, and
yeah, absolutely, they do.
If that love they expect entails, you know, getting roses on Valentine's, and you're not doing it,
So they absolutely have a right. So, what I'm saying is, what they're saying is, like, oh, baby, how come you didn't get me roses? All that kind of stuff is a completely fair question, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't actually like that person, then to you, the way it comes, it lands on you, right? So, say, I think of someone that you don't like right now. You don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
But if you think of that girl that you don't like, and now imagine she comes to you like, because, okay, think of a guy that you don't like.
I'm joking.
Comes and says, Senna, you didn't buy me roses. How is that going to land on you? You know what I mean? Versus, if your wife comes to you like, baby, where are my flowers? That's going to land differently. You know what
100%.
I mean? So that's that. So guys, date people that you like. And you'll find that a lot of these things will not vex you. Like, even what annoys me about myself is that I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know what? Got a bit of cash. First thought is, what can I buy my babe? And it's like, you know, like, what? Once the finances aligned there, and I did some creative accounting, it was like, okay, cool, sneakers or something nice for my wife. And it's like, so now it's like that's my struggle.
Sneakers or something nice.
That's my struggle. It's like, but it's a good struggle to have. Where it's like, okay, I'm consistently thinking about her, and like, I want her to be happy. You know, like, buying gifts is like, it's fun to be like, ooh, she'd really love this. You know. That's a better place to be than to be like, hey, bra, umutuloyan sloop. You know what I mean? It's just like, yo, like, that's, I don't wish that on anybody. Just leave that person and let her be. Let her find someone who actually gets butterflies over her, and, you know, free her, bro. Free her. But anyway, to jump to your other question, The context, mm-hmm. or in for anyone who doesn't know, for a lot of people in high school, on Valentine's Day, you could buy roses to, like, we went to an all-boys school. So you would buy roses for, you know, girls that probably go to another school in town, right? In the city that we're in. In this case, this was in Bulawayo. And then, yeah, the prefects at each school would go around with buckets and buckets of roses that have been paid for and delivered, you know, to the love of your life at the time. So it really became, it started out as, oh, that's really, really sweet. That's a great initiative by schools, right? And then it turned into the toxic, like, hey, how many roses did you get? Like, it was a competition. Which girl got the most roses? Who didn't get roses? And again, all these different things happened in between where, I'm 100% sure there are people that still have collective trauma from being laughed at and made fun of because they didn't get roses. Or, again, you get roses from someone who you didn't expect to give roses to, or you sent roses to a hand and she wasn't feeling you. Like, yo, there was just a lot that was happening in that rose era. I remember some, I heard it wasn't my girlfriend, sent me a rose, and that was awkward because I was like, y'all go to the same school, fam, y'all are in the same form, like, what kind of like sniper action is this? Like, she, I was like, damn. And then now, obviously, because you assume that it's from your girl, so my girl,
wait, no, you did not.
No, this is the wild part.
Okay,
my girl didn't get me roses. Right, of which I didn't care. Like, I didn't want any roses, right? So it's not like a thing. So for me, I didn't expect anything. But we're in class, the prefect calls my name. I was like, what? Oh, okay, cool. Grab a rose. Right? So again, I'm just, oh, okay, cool, she got me a rose. Tolowuti, the name signed there is not Ulokuze.
Yeah, Ube. Ube.
I was like, really? It was a bit of a difficult situation. But yeah, so shit like that happened. And everybody has a story to tell. I know your money was charged, right? Was it this or was it Levers where they charged your sheets?
Yeah, it was Valentine's where they charged the sheets. the story is so silly. I think I've told it so many times. But I'll keep it short. Back at, I was not upper six, meaning my friends were the ones who were prefects now, right? But in any event, I bought a whole bunch of roses and a gift. Did the most, to be honest, as a teenage boy does at the time. So now, what apparently happened, and, you know, Hanani's been on here to try and explain what happened that day. So apparently someone... So you pay the prefects, and the prefects order a whole bunch of roses. And then what they do is they then, you know, take that money and then they buy roses, then they go to the schools and they deliver. So apparently with the money that they had to go buy roses was stolen by someone, right? Said person stole the money, meaning that now when they need to go deliver roses, they must now be creative in what they do.
Uh-huh.
So they look at Senna's order. Senna's got a gift plus this many roses. Okay, let's take his roses, deliver the gift, and then we'll split the roses to try and plug other gaps, right? So I think that's what happened. I don't know. Long story short, my person at the time got the gift.
Uh-huh.
She got the gift. Very, very happy. Ha, ha, ha. I'm so excited. Kwasha wakima. But then there were no roses that came with the gift. So saying, yeah, figure out my daughter. What happened? You know, I bought like 12 roses. My person didn't say they received them. Like, oh, are you sure? Ah, they must have gotten lost. This was the story for like a while. And then as we got older, they then told me, you know, actually, my guy, this is actually what happened. So they were under duress because the money had been chowed, and now to try and make sure that some people got all their roses, some people got, you know, so it might have been that Tabo ordered 8, now Tabo's person gets 6, or Tabo ordered 12, now Tabo's person gets 4 roses, and then she's like, oh, and thank you so much, ones. Buddy, oh baby,
yeah.
A bit underwhelmed. a bit underwhelmed, like, oh, thank you so much. Kanti wena, you're thinking, oh, okay, she must have gotten the 12.
Yeah, and you know, because now you're thinking your person's ungrateful, but like, what do you mean 12 roses and you're underwhelmed?
Kanti. You're underwhelmed. What's going on, man? Fam. So that's what happened. And there were so many other horror stories. I remember there was this one year in high school where after school, people would go to the prefect's common room and literally start digging the leftover roses that didn't get delivered. Because they'll try to deliver, like, to find you during the course of the day. And if they didn't find you, they'll just say, come to the common room and then look through the bucket for yours. And then came the time when guys started stealing roses.
How?
And then walking around the whole day with that.
Talk about being down bad.
Yeah, because unfortunately, the peer pressure is insane. Like, I don't think there may be other days. I am not sure that in our lives, from when we were kids to even now as adults, and I actually think it's worse now as adults than when we were kids. The peer pressure that would come from Valentine's Day was unlike anything else in the school system. Like, I'm thinking right now, Oguti. Fine, Valentine's back in high school. You don't get a rose. You know, tough shit. I'm too young to have a girlfriend anyways. Oh, my parents are strict. I don't date. Whatever. But you still have some guys who'd feel some type of way, which, I didn't get anything. It would be, for some people, that was a very difficult day. Guys and girls, right? Maybe that was a day when maybe you don't feel pretty enough, or you don't feel like you've got game, or you feel like a bit of a loser. Who
knows? You've got no riz.
Martin Abantuana, riz. He riz.
Aula riz.
As I'm a 2000, hovers on a chokehold. I think there's no other day on the calendar that induces as much peer pressure related stress as Valentine's Day.
Okay.
On the calendar. I think you see that thing. I think you posted it actually on your WhatsApp status, where there's some company that banned delivery of Valentine's present.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny. Yeah, you can't deliver them to the company premises because.
The reason again?
They were just like pressure.
Hey, you're stressing abanye abantwana.
Yo, okay, hold on. Gotua, please note, no Valentine's gifts are allowed within the company premises. Management has made the decision in order to safeguard other employees from unnecessary pressure and stress. Kindly communicate with your loved ones about this instruction in time to avoid any inconveniences. Please note that this will be taken seriously and commiserate action taken against violators. I think this is fake because there's no way you can send that. I don't see that. I'd genuinely be shocked.
Do you know what? I don't think it's real. I think it might be fake, but I understand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it might be fake, but I understand. I mean, we're always preaching. Nowadays, I actually think it's a bit hypocritical sometimes the way we do it, because I think when it comes to it, we actually don't do anything about it. We're always stressing about, mental health, you know, I'm there for you, I'll look after you. Yet we create arguably the most pressurized economic system in the world, capitalism.
True.
You know, but we care about mental health, right? So I used to say, if we care about men, let's be proactive. Because I think on value, like I said, I said earlier, Oguti, I think it's gotten worse, the peer pressure. Because in high school, you could shrug it off as it's high school. Yes, probably at the time, it feels like the end of the world. But you do feel that, I think once your colleagues, maybe the ones who are also married, you know, Utubanban is married and they're receiving gifts and whatever. And then when.
So are you saying boycott Valentine's Day? This is what I'm hearing from you, Mr. Moy.
Do you know what? I wouldn't be against the idea, but I understand why. I'm saying it for economic reasons. Don't listen to me, guy.
You need to speak like a man of Nugulalenji.
No, man, Chim, I'm joking. I'm not saying let's boycott it, but I understand why that company would be saying something like, ugh, you know, it might just create an awkward working environment, because now abo who's this, all the your colleague maps, like think of a colleague of yours who's in a married relationship, she's 10 years in the game, and then she doesn't get anything from her husband. But in the office, roses, there's balloons, there's chocolates, there's all of this, oh, it's red, God. It's beautiful, all these other girls are being spoiled. It could create a bit of an awkward work environment. And then on top of that, right, iminwe tailinani, right, that's an Ndebele expression to say that our lives aren't the same. What maps can do, and what someone else in the office can do, very, very different, right? So sometimes, you know, maps might do the most, and then when all your husband sent you was a PS and one rose, right? A PS, I love you, chocolate.
Hey, man, don't disrespect PS rose. Chocolates. I love those.
That
things.
Time, maps is dealing in Lindt and that other one that I don't, I think is the most overrated chocolate out there, Ferrero Rocher. Did I say that?
Ferrero Rocher is trash, bro. It is trash. I thought you were going to say there's the other item, Godiva. Godiva chocolates actually, they slap.
What's that?
They slap. I think it's called Godiva. Godiva.
I don't know.
Really? There's a whole cafe with that branding. Anyway, quick pop quiz, Mr. Moyo. How do you say that famous label that you were talking about with the H? So for the class, please, could you come back and report?
Someone came in our mention and said it's Emers. So it's Emers.
It's not. It's not Emers.
I broke it down the way it was said, right? It's air and then mess. Right.
But not Mers.
Oh, yes, Emers. Amen.
But if I go with French, like, if I go with Eiffel Tower in this, and like, don't just Amen. You mean, God? It's like you're trying to say Amen. Imagine now, Mrs. Moyo wouldn't even know that she's got an Hermes bag for Valentine's Day. Santa comes, baby, I'm going to take Hermes handbag. And she's like, what?
Do you know what?
And now she thinks that you're a wacko, and she sees the bag. She's like, okay.
Do you know what? Please, the good thing is, at least I realized, because after we spoke, I then went and I Googled, searched how much these bags are. These immense bags. If you're thinking of buying one of these for your person for Valentine's, you're one of those people that's doing too much, like Meluhlale, and just like you're the one that needs to be brought for FFP chats, because I didn't believe the price when I looked at it. I'm like, I can buy a car for that amount of money. Here's this is on the farfetch.com. I don't know what website that is. Pre-owned 1990 bag, satin suede. Pre-owned, by the way, Mr. Maps. $89,000.
Yeah. And the one I mean we're looking at is cheap. It's this one is going for it's an Hermes Birkin 25 gold PHW. I don't know what PHW stands for, but that one is going for 500, just under 600,000 rand.
600,000 rand.
And I've seen like at least 10 bags at Aldo that look exactly like this for like 100 dirhams or 200 dirhams. So it's like, also this is, we talk about peer pressure. This market here, ama labels, it's so ridiculous. Because you know what I learned? So I was in, where was I? I was either in Gucci or in Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
So you know how like the standard Adidas slides? Standard Adidas slides, right? Think you know exactly what they look like. The plastic, the rubber items. Yep.
The rubber items, yes.
They sell those at, it was Gucci. They sell those at Gucci, and it's the same exact material, same exact rubber. Both uncomfortable as fuck, right? Because I've never found those Adidas slides to be comfortable. But because they colored the top of that item where your feet are in the Gucci green colors. And red,
all of a sudden those slides are at least $500 USD, at least on the buy side. So it's like, to me, I'm like, and that's the part that pissed me off, because it's like, you know, that's all it is that Adidas, literally Adidas design, and then you put the label on it. And then there's other sneakers, the ones with like the thick bases that you've seen it. Like, you've seen Nike do this design, you've seen, and then you know, there's this, like, think of Ama pumps, right? Ish. But then the base is like that fancy looking material, or like thatching. You get what I mean? Like, the sole of the shoe is like that thatch, like designish type of thing. You don't see it?
Yeah, one. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
Those are also going for like $300 to $500 USD. Whereas you go to Mr. Price, them shits are barely $10, bro. Like, it's like, no, but like, I mean, nothing pisses me off like the high end market, because it's like, at least with the handbags. No. Actually, I don't even know what kind of high end. Maybe watches. What high end watches? I can kind of see. Okay, we're talking about precision. We're talking about this high end cars. It's more powerful, more this, more that. But it's like, you can't, because you can't go to Mazda, right, and get a car that's going to outrace an AMG 63, right? So, well, so it's not the same thing. No, you really can't.
But Mazda, I think you're comparing apples and oranges, right? So typically, even in the car world, there'll be people that will look at someone buying a Lambo and be like, dude, why? Like, you just need a car to get from A to B. Why do you have to go spend
I think it's different, typically
the person who will have a luxury or Gucci clothing would most likely have a luxury vehicle, live in a luxurious house, and just wear luxurious clothing in general. So the issue is not so much Gucci. The bag I get, but the watch. It's just, luxury is all consuming, right? Someone who likes luxury will like luxury everything. So it just becomes about.
This is what I'm saying is different. With cars, right? There's tech that you can get, there's power in the engine, there's all these different things that, like, literally, they are priced at this point for this reason. Right, so with a Lamborghini, there is a reason why supercars are priced at supercar prices. Right, you cannot replicate that. You can't get a Lamborghini looking car from Nissan, from Mazda, or whatever, in terms of performance. Right, so it's a measurable that is literally different. Right, whereas with these bags, when I tell you, like, the bag I'm looking at, I've seen it at Aldo. It's sitting there at Aldo. Well, not to say Aldo is cheap, but Aldo is Tabo's budget, right? Me, I can go to Aldo, close my eyes, put my hands on anything, and walk out, and I know I'm okay. I can't do that in Gucci, right? So, but then my thing is, like, if literally the bags are the same design. And you can, I mean, again, maybe about to hear the stitching here, look like local. Kokwami knows stitching. Like. So it's like, guys, let's not, you know, I've got, my uncle is a mechanic. He knows cars in and out. He's not going to kaniga your car and tell me that your car now has 1,000 horsepower and this and this and that. Right. Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Like, in terms of luxury spending, there's certain things where it's like a house, right? If you buy a $2 million house, it's like, okay, cool. This is why you spent $2 million. It's acres of space. You've got a beautiful pool, a nice bright area, you know, two different lounges in two different floors. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you see where the money is going. But with this stuff, with the bags, with the shoes, literally the Gucci slides, bro, they're the same. They're the same. There's nothing. You're literally paying, you know, 10 times the price from retail at Adidas to have someone who painted it blue, green and red. That's where it doesn't make sense for me, right? If you can tell me, no, listen, these are the differences when you buy high end, you know, it complements your skin, so now your skin gets softer because you're wearing this material, okay, you have me, right? If that was the case, you get genuine benefit from having money. But if I can literally go to another place and go to Zara and buy a similar t-shirt, yes, it doesn't have your logo, but it's the same design. At the end of the day, what's the point, right? It's just showing off opulence at the end of the day. It's kind of whack to me, right? Like, at least if you're going to spend money.
No, but is that, Can I then say, why do people buy luxury goods? Is it not to show off opulence in general?
Isn't that? No, but again, you get value. I can understand. Sometimes you get value.
With certain things. I think with certain things, I think for the most part, to be honest, and let's be honest, the only reason why people go luxurious is because you want to show off that opulence. And it's aspirational. And for some people, it's, oh, hey, I've made it. And that's, I think to me, is the primary reason, because you can find the value in a whole bunch of other things. So you can argue, Uti, there's value in a fast car. You can argue that there's value in an expensive handbag. You can argue that there's value in an expensive watch. But in general, once you're leaning more towards the luxurious side of things, it's always most likely to make yourself feel good, primarily, because you might like the way it looks. You might like that you're wearing something expensive, because that also just boosts your self-esteem. It improves just your overall wealth.
No. I mean, that part, I hear it, but I'm just saying, like, for example, right? You, Usena, you know, drives X car, right? So let's say you buy a Mazda CX-5, right? Mazda CX-5, pretty decent car, all good, gets you from point A to point B, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could buy a BMW 5 Series, the best 5 Series, or an X5 or whatever, right? Top spec. A lot more expensive. However, you're going to get a lot more stuff. You're going to get more power. You're going to get seats that massage you. You're going to get heated and ventilated seats. Like, all this other stuff where it's like, technically speaking, it's a better driving experience than your Mazda, right? Like, you've got more stuff. You get to do more with the car, right? So spending more, if you have the funds to buy an X5, a top spec X5, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'd want a top X5, a top spec X5 as well. But like, with these other things, like the luxury bags and the clothes and stuff like that, like literally a t-shirt made the same way that my t-shirt, which is printed and says Adidas, your t-shirt is printed and says Louis Vuitton. Like, really? You know what I mean? Like,
someone else's, but you see, someone else might look at your Adidas t-shirt and they've got a Mr. Price t-shirt and they're like, no, but why did Maps buy a 300 rand shirt when he can just get a 50
rand shirt? Fair enough, and that's a case that they can make.
Different levels.
They can make that case, but the problem is Mr. Price shits be shrinking on me. Like, I'd buy it, I'd happily buy these Mr. Price things, but it's just that the issue is that it, after a couple, you know, rounds in the washing machine, it shrinks. Now I have to buy a new T-shirt.
And these the other ones are they no don't black. So I understand there's a quality thing to.
But then now, if you're doing Adidas T-shirt versus the Gucci T-shirt, right, or the Louis T-shirt or whatever, right?
Yeah.
What's the excuse then? What's the
excuse? I guess I'm like, excuse. It's more, I don't know how to put it. It's not an excuse, to be honest. But I do think luxury at times, when it's luxury, people must just admit, Buti, it's not luxury because there's a redeeming factor or there's like a function or a use that you can't get anywhere else unless you had this specific luxurious item. They're called luxury goods because they're luxury. By definition, right? Because they're just meant to show off opulence. They make to make you feel good. And that's...
But at least let it add even value. To that's the my bags. Only argument. At least let it add value. Like, it's like, you know, even now, I wanted to talk about this. This is a slight bit of a transition. I'm heavily invested and interested in Chinese vehicles right now. Love what China is doing. Absolutely. Like, listen, there is no bigger fan of Chinese vehicles than me.
Than you.
And that's because, at the end of the day, what the Chinese have done is they've said, right, Jaguar with their F-Pace, Porsche with their Cayenne, and all these other cars, right, which you, if right now, if I said, Senna, go and buy an F-Pace in South Africa, you're going to quote me millions of rands, right? But there's a car, there's a brand now, which is a, it's called Chang'an. if you look it up,
it's called
it's
what?
Actually, Senna, C-H-A-N and then G-A-N, I think is what it's called.
Chang.
Yeah. Chang'an, like a Chang'an, that's not a Chang'an.
okay, I see. Automobile company founded in 1862. Oh, it's the oldest one. Oldest automobile company in... Oh, they make the Huawei.
Oh, really?
Do they?
Oh. Wait, isn't Huawei a phone?
No, sorry, not the Huawei. it's a card that like,
boy, what's going on? Yeah. So if you look at, let me see the link of the one that I was looking for. This one here. So my colleague bought one of these, right? Everyone in the office like is literally buzzing because they're like, yo, who's Bunny Bunny put this car? It's literally a Porsche without the logo, right? And it's like, for me,
okay,
I'm happy to do that because, again, it's not a fake car. It's a very, very real car, right? And you're going to get all the functions and that luxury and that stuff, kind of stuff, without spending that price. So for me, that makes sense. So before what China started doing what it's doing, it made sense for someone to choose to buy a Porsche, to choose to buy an X5, to choose to buy a GLE and all these other cars, because it was such a huge step up. You go from CX-5, from X-Trail, from, you know, Hyundai Tucson to X, that's a huge jump. You know what I mean? In terms of luxury, right? And it, you can see someone, if you've got that money, okay, and you spend it, sharp, no problem. But like, at the end of the day, should I send it on WhatsApp or send it on Zoom?
Send on Zoom.
On Zoom. Okay, yeah. Let me put it in the chat. Can you see my chat? but like, okay, so you click on that and you take a look at the item, right? So now for me, I'm like, shit, I'm gonna buy a Chinese car because number one, I feel like it's a bit of a lie that we've told ourselves, Uti, and actually I don't think it's a lie. Economically speaking, it made sense. Uti, I'm sure you've heard this before. Never buying a brand new car is a bad investment, right? You've heard a lot of people saying that, which, no, you must buy used and this and that. And it's partly because the pricing of these new cars is so high that the economics don't make sense long term, right? Based on the depreciation. But then now what the Chinese market is doing is that they're coming in at such a lower rate where it can make sense to buy it brand new. Because you're like, first of all, my premium is not going to keep. So in general, the consumer likes to buy new cars, right? Yes. Car buyers would have you believe consumers don't like buying new cars, but it turns out it wasn't because we don't like it, it's because we cannot afford it. It's two different things, you know what I mean? Like, it's not no, you ever seen that person, I know, Willem, these restaurants, it's not for me, I don't like it. It's like, no, chief, it's because you can't afford to go to these restaurants. There's a difference. If those restaurants said, right, half price today, 100%, we are again. They're like, okay, man, I would to see Zami, steak, Sabo's money, but yeah, we're there. So, like, what China is doing with, like, China, they've got this Chang'an company, they've got one called BYD that is like Chinese Tesla, they've got another one called like Geely, I don't know how you pronounce some of these, and then like all these different types of cars where it's like, if you look at the Haval, you look at the pricing, and you're for brand new, dog. With and they're putting in all the different technologies. So like, I always laugh when I see a car on the street, I'll see a Porsche, I'll see a BMW or something like that, right? And something as basic in 2024 as blind spot detection, but your car is a fraction of that price and it's got blind spot detection. So it's like, so those are some of the things where I'm like, okay, this really doesn't make sense. Because I'm like, if I'm gonna buy a luxury car, I'd rather have it top spec, because To be paying an insane premium on a monthly basis for your car, but I'll have blind spot protection, or you don't get ventilated seats, or you don't get whatever these other fancy things that these cars come with, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, and then China says, no, we'll give you top spec, we'll give you a car at an affordable price. People are buying it, bro. Like, when I tell you that the streets of Dubai are littered with these Chinese vehicles, it's insane. Because these guys are like brand new. Like, for example, this car, its counterpart, which would be a Porsche Cayenne, right? You're probably getting that for 2 million rand, right? Whereas the same, this Chinese is Changjiang Lokuzin. I think brand new is about, brand new is just over 500,000 rand. Brand new. That car that I've just sent you, just over 500,000 rand. Yeah. So think about that. How many South Africans in SA right now are saying I would plunge on that? If you're telling me that brand new top spec 500k, people will jump on that. A lot
of people will jump on it because
they'll jump on it.
At the same time, we're struggling in this part of the world because Angazi, if it's remedying itself, but the German cars are ridiculously priced at this moment in time. So, for example, a Tiguan.
The Germans are wild.
A Tiguan, like a VW Tiguan, basically almost the same spec. It looks to be the same size as that. Mm-hmm. Is well over 500k for a brand new. Now, so you turn a brand new, they start telling you funny stories about 700 and.
Like, so this is bigger than a Tiguan. This is like not quite a Touareg, I'd say in size, slightly smaller than a Touareg. So now think about all that space, all that value, all that premium feelingness of the car, and you can't even get a top spec Tiguan.
Recommended retail price of a Tiguan is 700k.
Bruh. I'll start taking these days. You can't walk into these dealerships anymore. You really can't walk into these dealerships and come up with a car in this economy on a global level, fam. Like it's some of the way these car, the old school, you know, the historic car manufacturers that we all know, Mazda, Nissan, like to just walk out of the new X-Trail, got this, fam. It's crazy, fam. It's just one of those. So I'm looking at this, and that's why I'm like, okay, I like the disruption that China's doing, because again, it opens up the market, because people do want to buy brand new cars. Like there's a market for that, and it's like these guys have just been monopolizing it to just be like, no, guys, really, let's just keep it. These are the barriers to entry. If we all play along these rules, then we all make money. That's a monopoly, right? Like And that's not fair to I should be a consumer rights activist. I'm so passionate about some of the most random shit when it comes to consumer rights. But anyway, before I get too carried away,
the lesson for this day is if you are seen buying an Hermes bag,
you're a criminal.
On Valentine's, you're a criminal.
If you're buying an MS bag and you're born from 1990 onwards, criminal behavior, criminal behavior.
And you know that thing, people mustn't, you know, if you didn't get anything for Valentine's, don't make yourself feel stressed, like it's not the end of the world. It really is. And also, don't
the be sun will rise by, tomorrow.
Yes, don't be pressured by people who are on Instagram. Some of them bought things and sent them to themselves.
Exactly. No, people get scammed out here.
So relax.
Good tough.
You know, there might be other stories which you don't see.
Do you know? I think I'm correct in this. I might be wrong, but I think I'm correct. With Hermes, they have a list that you get on, so you can't just walk in and say, "Hey, I want this bag," regardless of the money that you have. They have to approve you. Yeah. So they have to approve Senna to be like, we are going to allow Senna to buy from us. So that's why you saw on what you saw there was pre-owned, isn't it? So it, because it's pre-owned. So exclusive, it's someone who is on the list can sell it off. Like that is, it's actually investment wise, I think you can make money off of these MS locals and if you're on the list, because people want to get their hands on that desperately. But again, it might be a different label. I'm pretty sure it was MS. But again, guys, Addison, let us know if I'm wrong about that.
Then you guys say there's no Illuminati.
But some of these things that the companies get away with, and we just allow. I'm like, guys, it's just one of these things. And sometimes you need to step out of the bubble and just review and be like, are people normal? Like, are we okay, guys? So some of these things that we do. But anyway, Mr. Moy, I need to keep the thing moving forward, because we're almost out of time. Two things that we need to touch on. Actually, a couple things. But anyway, let's start with this one. Hopefully, this won't go too long. So, it was the Super Bowl this past weekend. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. They won the Super Bowl, beat the San Francisco 49ers. And obviously, when it comes to Super Bowl time, the most popular thing about the Super Bowl, ironically, is not the actual Super Bowl. It is the halftime show. For as long as I can remember, you know, it's all about the iconic performances at halftime. Imagine, halftime for the Super Bowl is 30 minutes, bro. 30 whole minutes.
So I've always wanted to.
That's crazy.
So, halftime, because I know that one of the things in football is you go into halftime break is 15 minutes, but then the players need to stay warm, right? So they come back out, even if it's like a little earlier, and then they'll like do cones and they'll like warm up and
kick the ball around and stuff.
And you know, typically that happens. The physio will be out just after halftime with cones out, and then before they come back onto the field, they do those little drills, because there's an understanding with you. Hey guys, there is a lot of, how can I put it, there's a lot of time out. 15 minutes is long when you've been running intensely. Are they able to just sit for half an hour? I'm sure even the coach's team talk gets a bit tired.
I think one thing is, obviously, the game of American football, the way it's been designed, is a lot of start, stop, start, stop, right? So with football, it'd be very weird because we all play straight 45 minutes, then stop, and then back again, and we do it again, right? Mm-hmm. With American football, the offense goes on, plays, and then that's maybe like 5 minutes, and then the offense goes off, and then the defense comes on. So like, there's a lot of sitting involved in general during the game, right? I think that's the only way that it works that way.
So it's a very stop-start sport.
The average football game takes about 3 hours to complete, and it's a 60-minute game, just like rugby, but it takes 3 hours because of all the starting and stopping and stuff. And that's 3.5 hours when it's now the Super Bowl, almost four. I started watching the game at 3:30 a.m. Is when the game was kicked off, right? And then, okay, the game did go into overtime, but with overtime included, which is just an extra 5 minutes of game time. So 3 a.m. is when I started watching. About 7:30 a.m. somewhere there. About 7 a.m. Yeah, 7:30 a.m. somewhere there is where the game ended. And now people were being given trophies. So now imagine that. 3:30 to about 7 a.m. in the morning.
4 hours. One game.
Yeah. So it's a long thing. But again, because of the constant start and stop, you can afford to now have a 30-minute halftime with a Super Bowl show, which is about, I guess, 15 minutes or so. So Usher performed at the Super Bowl halftime show for this year, and it sparked a lot of debate. So I forgot to touch on that hug. How did you feel about that when he hugged Alicia Keys from behind? Like, that's... You know, and Swiss Beats put out a post on Instagram saying, hey, you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. You know, I've just seen two legends perform, da 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 da. Shout out to Usher, shout out to Alicia Keys, which again, that was very big of him as a man to do. But it's like, again, personally, if he felt a type of way, I don't blame him.
It's that same chat. I think we've had it over a couple of times now. If he's fine with it, sharp cool. Is it for me? No. Am I insecure? Maybe. I don't even know where to put it. But I think that there's people.
I think of it like as if she's an actor, right? Like so in that kind of thing where it's like you see your woman getting chowed on screen by someone.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like you have to be okay with that type of stuff, you know, if you're going to marry an actress. So maybe, you know, in that realm. But it's like, I don't know. I think maybe because, again, it was so unnecessary. You know what I mean? It's not like a part of the song where, like, in the song, we're singing about a passionate kiss and then we have a kiss. I almost think it would be even more palatable if they kissed because the song called for it, right? If they had a song that was so about love or whatever. You get what I'm trying to say, right? I think because they're performers and they kissed on stage, that would make more sense based if they had a song like that. Whereas... there was no reason for him to roll up on her and hug her from behind. Like, the song doesn't call for that. So why, you know what I mean? So it can easily have, it could have been taken out and we're going to enjoy the show, you know, the same exact way we were enjoying the show. Meanwhile, it's a controversial moment for social media because, hey, yo, that's somebody's wife. I think that's where people's reaction is. There's no need. It's not a... is it okay? Is it not okay? It's just one of those. There's no need for you to do that.
And to be honest, it's that whole Keke Palmer chat again, right? This is different in the sense that he didn't come out. Swiss Beat didn't come out and be like, "Yeah, but your mom though."
No, but I think but I think that one, the Keke Palmer one, is more out of bounds in the sense that, or is more in bounds for Usher, because again, that's, he doesn't know if she's in a relationship or not or whatever. Like, that's not his business, right? That's more on Keke Palmer to be like, hey, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of manage the situation. But in this case, he knows that's Swiss Beast's wife, right? And it's like, this is kind of, I can't be pulling up on somebody's wife and hugging her from behind. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying, Guti. You know, I think in the celebrity realm, I've come to understand, Guti, there's things you just won't understand. I think those people, over the last, I think since the last time we've spoken about something similar, I think I've come to understand those people are living very,
it's a different
very
breed,
different lives to us. And then we, and I think we make the mistake always of commentating, and our commentary on it is from our own perspective, how I would see it. So it's very easy to be like, Senna, your girl's up there with Usher, how do you feel? Of course, me with my lens, I'm like, it wouldn't be cool. I don't think I'd be too comfortable. Sure.
So what would that, for you, what would that drive home be like for you?
Awkward.
Are you bringing it up? Are you like, just walk
the
drive home?
You have
like,
to, you have to.
What's it?
You have to. I think
so, Vele, before we even reverse camera and start, Vele, from the moment she closes the door and say, hey, baby,
yeah,
this is where we're starting.
Yeah, this is where we're starting. Because I think if you leave it, here's what will happen if you don't address it. Very, very easy. I think a lot of men make this mistake. What will happen is a few months later, you'll get into another argument, and you'll be like, yeah, plus that day you're all up on Usher, then it's a whole bigger thing than it needed to be. Whereas in the initial moment, you'll be like, hey, actually I didn't like that. Then it's like,
and then she'll hit you with the, oh, you didn't say anything, da da da. All of a sudden now you have a problem with me, you know, backing it up on Usher. So but I guess more, my question was more on the, I know you're gonna address it, right? But like, which stage of the drive? Because for me, I feel like I'd let like 5-10 minutes into the drive go by, and see if she says anything. That's where. So not from like she sits down and closes the door, but I'd give it about 5-10
minutes.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
I'm fuming, but let me see if she comes like, babe, I know what you're thinking. I'm sorry. Like, hey, you know, like things just got out of control. I didn't expect him to come up on me. You know what I mean? Like, give me something to let me know that you know that was offside.
Yeah. Right?
But then if I have to now dig it out of you, then it's like, that's the first, this was a yellow card offense. Now this might even escalate you to a red.
To a red.
For lack of what's that word? Accountability. There we go. Lack of accountability. Red card.
But you red see, card. Now that IFAB is in the mix, IFAB might want to be like, no, blue card instead. Since that's what they're proposing these days. But look, to be honest, for me, if the husband is cool with it, and that's the way this entertainment industry works, sharp. I think it's very important not to look at it with our own lens as normal human beings who have 9-to-5 jobs. You know, a lot of these people also, you know, it's how they make money, by generating attention and clout and conversation. That's the big thing. What did you think of Usher's performance in general?
So this is what I'm getting to now. So Usher's performance, I liked it. It was all right. And then I think it really caught life when Lil Jon popped up, and then Luda popped up, and then that was like, I was like, hey, I'm up. Like, yo, it's 5 a.m., but we in this bitch. Like, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was at. The other ones, Too Lovey Davi, I think it was in Funglala. And then I heard, yeah.
But when they were singing,
and then like, it was like, yeah, no. For me, it's just like, it's okay. Like,
okay, wait. Do you even like that song? Let's start there.
I do. Okay. I do like the song, but it's about this again. Context. Super Bowl. It's a sport. Like, we need energy. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to, let's pump it up, right? My boo needs to read the room, right? So I think that's why you even saved for the end. And even you had a little John start up with turn down for what? And then, you know what I mean? Like, immediate energy. If you see the tweets, a lot of people reference that moment because that's when the energy went to another level, right? But then anyway, so it sparked a debate. I think actually one of our listeners, I think this, she tweeted this, something along the lines of, oh, you know, hey, Usher, that was an amazing halftime show, you know, something, something, something. And where she ended it was, I will never understand, I'm paraphrasing, I'll never understand how people try to put Chris Brown in the conversation with Usher. And I looked at that. Initially, I was like, eh, but then I looked at it again. I was like, but like, it's a very fair case. Chris Brown, I don't know, maybe it's the post-Rihanna thing, but like, if we're just going catalog for catalog, Breezy has, like, he has a catalog that, that you can't just, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just poo-poo it and be like, eh, Usher's the GOAT. Because it, Usher's catalog is fire, right? But Breezy's catalog as well. Especially if we put in features, okay. I'm tempted to say, and we're again, we don't have the time to fully go into this, Mr. Moyer. We'll keep that context, but I'm very, very tempted to say, I would probably go Chris Brown. If, but again, I need to go through the catalogs and see. But just on my initial feeling, my initial thought, I think Breezy has Usher, man. I think his catalog is too dense.
So I don't think so, because I think Usher's got more bigger tunes. I honestly think so, because even I think when he was,
so let me look up Usher on Spotify. Let me see what pops up, because Spotify will give you the top. Let's even just do top five, right? Okay, so I don't know. It says there's a song called Standing Next to You. I don't know which one this one. Do you know Standing Next to You?
I don't.
No? Okay. So I don't know what it... Anyway, so this is what it's saying in terms of top five most streamed on Spotify. Like, I guess it's top three because these are the tunes. I guess maybe it's a playlist or whatever. But we've got Yeah, obviously, right, at the top. Then you have DJ Got Us Falling in Love. And then we've got Daddy's Home. I love Daddy. You know your daddy's home. Hey. Now, that's a fire tune. That's a big tune, that one. But anyway, and then you have My Boo, right? So those are the four tunes. And maybe let me see if I can look for... Is there another Usher tune that you think is fire?
Yeah,
I already said yeah.
Oh, Love in this Club. That's a big tune.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Let's go with Love in this Club. So that's our top five.
OMG.
Now let me look up Chris Brown. Yes, OMG is in there.
DJ Got Us Falling in
Let's
Love.
Let's look up Chris Brown.
You got that.
Fuck, man. Spotify is not giving me the right thing. Let me use Google. As a underlower, bang, frustrated. Chris Brown. Top 10. Top 5.
Top five songs.
So you have Excuse Me Miss, you have Loyal, you have New Flame. You have Run It, you have No Guidance, you've got what's that other one? If you're man on the floor, if you ain't, Run It, let me know. Run It, you've got Run It, you've got Yeah, Kiss Bro, and I'm missing others.
Yeah, there's a few.
If we put in features, the Adam with Busta Rhymes, Look at Me Now. If we put in features, I Can Transform You. If we put in all I'm saying is, let's not disrespect Breezy.
I don't think anyone's disrespecting him.
Nah, it's disrespect. That tweet by that follower of the pod, or listener of the pod.
I don't think it was a disrespectful tweet. Do you know what though, right? I just think some of the songs you've mentioned there aren't as big as some of Usher's other songs. So for example, right? If I say, you know, You Remind Me, right?
Yes.
DJ Got Us Falling.
And there's also There Goes My Baby.
Dude, you're in my ear. Inside my ear.
Oh, my bad.
Different things in there.
Oh, my God. Climb E.
If you were in love with that tune, bro. Hectic.
Dude. Climax? Yay!
It's like your playlist now that you are triggered.
Yeah, I'm not looking up songs, is it? So it's not like, okay, fine. Climax is a fire song. Like, yes. You know, there's few tunes that like touch your soul. Yay! Guys,
Can I, how does Climax touch your soul? I'm trying to understand. I'm looking because at the lyrics the way of the he song. Sung it. And I'm like, all right, Maps,
No, it's just the way it's sung, and like obviously we know what Climax we're talking about, right? So it's like, hey man, come on, fam.
Can I say something? I'm trying to imagine you like deep within. Do you like sing along to it?
Oh, absolutely. I use my falsetto as well.
Going nowhere.
Like okay, so we were on the same pitch, bro.
And Usher.
Come on.
When that song is playing, you're there. Going nowhere fast, we've reached the climax, we're together, now we're in done. One coming, so we chose to run away. Do we separate or don't want to give in, so we both give up? Can't take it back till if we reach the climax.
You know what you're reminding me of? You know what you're reminding me of? The Bill Burr joke about how you know the joke, right? The no means no joke.
Yeah, the no means no joke. When they're reading it out in court.
You're now like the... Exactly. You're now the guy reading it out in court. It's like, he's not saying it like that.
I said, no, stop it. Don't touch me there.
Exactly.
Where it's like, when they're reading in court, it's like, no, she said, no, stop it. Don't touch me there. And then it's like, whoa, you're in shit now.
Don't.
Can I
just read a few tracks for you, on the Chris Brown side?
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, let's do this. Let's make it fun.
Mm.
Okay. Pick five songs from your five starters.
Mm-hmm.
You do one, I'll do one. So you do one Chris Brown song, I'll do one Usher song. Till you get to your
one Usher?
To your ultimate fighter.
Okay. Ish. I don't know what my ultimate fighter with Chris Brown would be. This too much. Okay. But okay, fine. Let's go. All right, start. Senna, I literally have no time, but whatever. Let's go.
All right.
It is what it is.
Caught up. I'm so caught up. Got me feeling it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I will go with Loyal. These hoes ain't loyal.
Okay. I am going to go with You Remind Me of a Girl That I Once Knew.
Okay. I'm going to go with I Can Transform You.
Transform You. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with OMG. It was the biggest song in 2010. Only because I know black people don't like the song generally. But it was big.
Eish.
You know, Abelungu liked it. It went to the top of the charts. You have to have it in there.
Okay. I'm going to go with Wall to Wall.
Wall to Wall?
Yeah.
That's four.
I don't know, because I think that's my third, bro.
Is that your third? Let me see.
I think so.
I've done Caught Up. I said Caught Up.
Because you went first.
I said OMG.
Yeah.
And then what else? There's a third one.
Didn't you say You Remind Me? Wasn't that
You
one?
Remind Me 3. Okay, so then OMG.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know, it's a tough one. Because me, I still have fighters.
I've got tons of
fighters.
So, you know what?
I still...
For the purposes of this countdown, I'll go with just because.
How many do you have? Two or one
left? I've got one left. I'll go with You've done three, so that means this is your fourth. I think we're not counting right, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I will do. So what? I have to give one bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll say my number one Chris Brown track is going to be Look At Me Now.
Look At Me Now. But you see, I don't think it reached the heights of OMG, for example. or let it
no, but it's a better song. I'll take that. No. I'll take that. I'll take Look At Me Now over any of those other tunes.
Oh, Jack.
On any day.
Jack,
even, even if you want to just do Chris Brown alone, Strip is fire. Strip is fire. I'll give you Strip, and I'll give you... Did I say Kiss Kiss?
You said Kiss Kiss. But then, you see, you go Kiss Kiss, I'll go Confessions, the part two. The one that everyone knows, where he's, you know...
And then he's also got the other song he did, Fan of a Fan with Tiger.
You're now digging archives.
No. I'm just saying, Chris Brown's catalogue is so extensive. Like, it's to do top five. I'm sure there's people screaming at us right now. But like, you're not saying this.
I know.
We're going to have very angry people.
Because, you know what? I think some of the songs you've put forward for Chris Brown are good songs, but I don't think they reach the heights that some of Usher's songs reached.
No, when you are using nostalgia,
I'm not using
you're
nostalgia.
You're just using nostalgia. But when you were listening to Usher, you had nothing else to do. That's the problem. That's the problem here. So we need to take out the nostalgia effect and just look at even the dancing. I'd say, I don't even know who I'd pick for dancing because both of them. But I'd probably go with Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown is more athletic than Usher. So I'd probably go with
Chris Brown's a better dancer.
He's a better dancer than Usher.
Yeah, I think he's a better dancer.
Usher borrows too much from MJ.
Yes, I believe that. I think that's accurate. I think... unfortunately, I think Chris Brown's probably more physically agile and able to move around a bit more. You just see it from the way he dances in his videos. But what I'll say is, I think he's got too many big hitters in a way that Chris Brown doesn't have. The unfortunate thing, and I do think the Rihanna thing does play a part. Yeah, that album that he released in 2009, I think it was Graffiti or whatever, I've forgotten what it is, 2010, that time, one of his albums didn't do well during that period where he was...
because it was peak
Where it was peak for him, right? But whenever I look at Usher's songs as they come up, dog, like, for example, I didn't even put Daddy's Home. I didn't put You Got It Bad. Climax, I left out, the one you were singing along to. Dive.
Trading Places. The one you were singing along to.
You know, there's so many, I think, big tunes.
There's here. Give Me That. There's Questions.
What's Questions?
There's Deuces. Deuces might even be number one. Bro, how many times did you sing to Deuces?
I listen to Deuces a lot.
How many times did you chuck up the Deuces?
But would you say,
well, you're going to go with
Deuces
it.
Deuces is a bigger song than Confessions.
To me, yes.
Okay. I
think here's the thing. Music is very, very subjective.
And even
at the end, because obviously different songs mean different things to different people, right? So like you said, if you are now attached to Usher, a lot of the thing with this debate is you almost have to remove nostalgia out of it, which we cannot do because our music is so linked to our feelings, right? That you can't have a neutral discussion because it's about how the music makes us feel. You know what I mean? So you are like, you're crazy. You can't put that over Confessions, but Confessions doesn't hit me like that. You know what I mean? Like it just doesn't. So that's why for me, like if we talk about rap music, J. Cole is probably the best rapper ever for me. Ever. And that is simply because what J. Cole would rap about, I related to. He was talking about uni, being young, having girls, like as in not in the, you know, I got bitches type of thing, but in the like literally going to high school or going to uni and like trying to hit on a girl type things, right? So he was talking about things that I could relate to. But then you talk, you know, 50 Cent and stuff like that, where I really rock with 50 Cent's music, but he's talking about getting shot 9 times. I cannot relate to being shot 9 times in the street in the city of New York. I'll bump with the beat, you know what I mean? I'll sing the lyrics, but like J. Cole's music has a special place in my heart because it's just one of those. But then for me, he fell off a little bit because he now started to get into that other woke shit where the woke shit doesn't really resonate with me. So it was just like, I get it,
But and that's where he elevated in some people's eyes, where it's like, oh, he's taking it to a new level. But for me, his mixtapes,
mm-hmm.
those were amazing, fam. Because it's just about how I feel about them and how I was listening to them. I'm like, yo, this dude is, even like the way people feel about Kanye West, like his graduation album and stuff like that. And these, if you speak to Mongeni mm-hmm. about Kanye's first couple of albums, I don't think there's a bigger fan in the world than MK. Bro, what I tell you, this guy, he was an addict. He was a Kanye West addict, my guy. Like, yo, maybe even to this day, Zambuzo is still a Kanye fan, but like, it's just never been the same, you know? Because sometimes when you just talk about stuff that's relatable to people, it makes you feel different, you know? When Whitney Houston, when she's singing and she's singing about love and all these other things, like, people like, yo, I'm within, fam, you know? That's anyway. Hey, Mr. Moon, sit up. I'm tired.
Yeah, to be honest, and
man's gotta go.
I know a lot of people feel very strongly about the verse. Maybe one day we'll do like a proper verses.
I knew bringing it up would have been a problem because it's too much. But guys, I think we'll do a poll. So even if you don't listen on Spotify, look up the episode on Spotify. We'll do a poll there. And just vote on the episode, and then we'll release the results in next week's episode about what you guys decided between Chris Brown. Who has the better catalog? That'll be the question. Who has the better catalog between Chris Brown and Usher? If you guys want us to put it on Twitter, let us know, and then we'll put a poll on Twitter as well. Maybe that might give us a better spread of results, but let's see. Otherwise, as you guys know, shout out to the people though. Shout out to you guys. You have been retweeting the podcast, and you know, it's great. So shout out to those who are retweeting. Those who are not retweeting, hey, please use your fingers, you know. It's not that difficult. Otherwise, you know, the dreaded paywall will have to make an appearance. But anyway, guys, like the ting, subscribe to the ting, retweet the ting, and if you don't, we are inclined to believe you can afford an Hermes bag. Mr. Moyo?
Mr. Maps, latest.